Thank you for calling Crafty's Video Membership. How can I help you?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, 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 good. I sent the email to Crafty last week. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, just making sure. I sent an email to Crafty last week. I am an old member from Blueprint. I tried to gain access to my account, but I'm locked out. So I sent the email to the emails online, and she came back and said that she cannot verify that I had an account there. So what I did, I sent her, I attached one of my old receipts where I paid for my courses along with old emails from Blueprint, and I haven't heard anything back. I sent the follow-up email on the weekend, and I'm still waiting for a response.
What's your email address?
It was Divine Specialty Cakes @gmail.com. Let me spell it for you.
Yes, please.
It's DivineSpecialty Cakes, CAKES, @gmail.com. That's a long one.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, now I'm not able to find an account with that email address.
Okay, so what do I do now? Because I sent all of my documentation with the attachment that I paid for these courses with the email from the old Blueprint, but nobody responded.
Let me make sure I got the email right. You said DivineSpecialtyCakes @gmail.com.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And you sent your proof of purchase in.
Yes.
All right. Give me one moment.
And the lady name, I have a name here who responded to me. Is it going to help? Her name is Whitney. Whitney?
Yeah, I know who that is.
Oh, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And you don't have another email that it could have been?
My personal email, that's my business one. I can give you my personal one. I doubt it, but. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, it's IndiraMajorm@gmail.com.
All right, let me make sure that I got it right. You said did you say D as in David?
Yes.
Then I, then R as in Robert, A, M, A, G, O.
J as in Jack. J as in Jack.
Oh, J.
Not G, J as in Jack.
Okay, J, then O, RM@gmail.com?
Yes.
All right. All right, ma'am, give me one moment. Because I'm not able to find an account for you. Let's see here. What's your first name?
It's Indira, I-N-D-I-R-A.
And what's your last name?
Major. Now, when I got the account, it was in my old marriage name, which I have since changed a couple of years ago. So it was M-I-C-H-E-L. That was my old name.
Okay. M-I-C-H-E-L.
Yes.
M-I-C-H-E-L.
L.
All right, let's see. I just cannot find the account at all.
Right. Me... So, okay, but I have all my documents. What do I do?
Yes, ma'am. Just give me one moment. I'm just trying to see what do I have to do at this moment. Because I just cannot find...
Okay, so now I just got an email come through. I do not have... This doesn't make no sense. Okay. So I just got an email come through saying that the account that was transferred to TM Marketing from Blueprint for members who had active membership or who have purchased classes. I purchased over 10 classes. And I sent the receipts where I purchased some of the classes.
Yes, ma'am.
And this one, this Tracy sent me the email now.
Yeah. Give me one moment. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see. Give me one moment.
Yes, I had 10 classes. I paid my Visa. I need to put my Visa card, say, my Visa statement.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me one moment.
Mm-hmm. What's so strange is, right, I attached the receipt, the invoice where I got paid, I paid for two classes, and I came back and tell me and asking me if I paid for classes, send the receipt. But I sent it to you already. You wasn't paying attention.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not fencing. I'm just saying, sir. I'm investigating.
Yes, ma'am. You're fine. Let me see if I can actually find out what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So just bear with me, okay?
Okay.
So while I'm checking on this, how's your day going so far?
It's going pretty good. It's a bit slow. It's moving quite slow. You know, okay. Work from home, the kids talking to you, you trying to work.
Yeah. What state are you in?
I'm in Canada, actually.
Canada, okay.
Yes, in Ontario.
And what time is it over there?
It's 4:30.
Okay. Well, I'm in the United States, and it's almost 3:30 here.
So you're an hour behind me. That's interesting.
Yeah, isn't it, though? I'm actually in Alabama. That's what state I'm in.
Oh, how's the weather?
Oh, the weather's perfect today. We've been in the 70s pretty much for the last couple of weeks, and I'm loving it because I do not like hot weather at all.
You need to come here with snow.
Is it snowing there now?
No, not now. Not not now, but soon it's going to be pretty chilly soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just waiting. Just waiting for them to respond. So you're working from home as well?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So am I.
Yes. In pajamas some days not. Very comfortable environment.
Yes, it is. I enjoy working from home. I don't have to worry about trying to drive 45 minutes to work, you know?
45?
Yep. I might as well say close to an hour, depending on traffic.
You're not working from home? Why not?
No. I said I'm working from home and I enjoy it. I said I do not miss any driving to work. I don't miss that at all.
Oh yes. Now I hope the employers realize that they don't need everybody in the office at the same time. You know?
Exactly. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Are you busy?
We're sort of busy, but you know, busy is what I like, so that help the day goes by faster.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just waiting for someone to respond to me.
If they don't respond, I'll send another email with my voice with my receipts again for the classes I paid, because they don't pay attention.
All right, let's see, Jill. All right, give me a moment. Let's see. Yes, ma'am, what you may have to do, you may have to resend that proof of purchase because I don't want to keep you on the phone for a long time. And no one is not responding at the moment.
Okay.
So if you could just...
I'll send it to this Tracy who emailed me because she surely didn't pay attention.
Yes, ma'am. Just send it back to Tracy, and then she should be able to get it taken care of for you. Okay.
All right. Thank you for your patience and being so.
No, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. I do apologize that no one didn't respond. I don't know if they thought to lunch or what's going on, but. Yeah, just send it to Tracy, and we'll look into it for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you for calling Crafty's Video Membership. You have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.